Nerderotic.com.
Little Hot D. I'll be covering this with the Hot D crew. Shad, Mahler, Ryan, Fringy. All right, here we go.
You now have the power no man has ever wielded.
We will have an empire unassailable, Rhaenyra. And our children will rule it forever and a day.
All that remains is for you to decide what you want from this war.
You will do things that your heart would have recoiled from before you came to the throne.
The Targaryens are a savage race.
We act with holy purpose
to restore a rightful king.
It looks like they're going into, we're making all of this shit up and it's not going to match the book other than maybe some battles. Because Alicent isn't in the book, like, at all, for big chunks. I won't say specifically, but she's just out of the picture. And I saw Rhaenyra's going to have armor on at one point, and that could track for one scene, certainly. We'll see if they have her in battle. The worst crime for this show, I mean, aside from HBO cutting off the last two episodes of season two, is everybody who did a behind the scenes and wanted to over-explain things, and it just made it worse. So we will see. And it looks like we're going to get more Matt Damon Targaryen.
I'm going to kill my brother or die in the attempt.
Draw your sword. Look to the sky. Doom and ruin surround us. We will all become beasts of foreign.
Starks?
It is no longer safe here.
There will be no doubt who the gods have chosen to rule.
All right. I mean, it doesn't really give you an idea of the giant battle that is coming, like huge. But this is interesting.
I'm going to kill my brother or die in the attempt.
As you guys know, House of the Dragon is based on the Dance of the Dragons, which is basically a Wikipedia history. So there's a lot of blanks you can fill in. And this is something that's kind of new and I kind of like it. Well, not
I'm
new,
going to kill my brother or die in the attempt.
Definitely something that they didn't do in the book. I think it was all right, you know. I'm not going to say it's the greatest trailer I've ever seen, but I don't hate it. It's going to feel like Whiplash. Say you completely skipped Game of Thrones and the first thing you saw was A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, and you go to this, and it's not a happy story. As a matter of fact, I think one of the complaints for many about House of the Dragon, which I like quite a bit, is the lack of levity. And one of their biggest mistakes was leaving out Mushroom. So there's three perspectives in the book, and one of them is a court jester named Mushroom, who's a midget, and he's funny. There's a maester, there's a septon, and then there's Mushroom. So you get like two political perspectives, one based on the seven, the other based on, you know, the Citadel's point of view. And then you get all the dirt, all the sex and everything for Mushroom. And maybe you make him a narrator. I don't know, but they thought it would just be a repeat of Tyrion. And I think it's a huge mistake because he would have provided a lot of levity.
I'm telling mother.
So we will see. June 21st, it comes out. Yeah, Mushroom's version is not always right, but it's the most entertaining by far. Yeah, and just have Peter Dinklage play him since he doesn't want any other midgets to work. But you know what? I think it looks all right. It's only got two more seasons to go. And listen, this is what our bros at R. Hilts hurt. See, because Rhaenyra was the realm's delight. She was a pretty young little girl. And then she gets, well, like this. That's what she's supposed to look like. Roundira, the cruel. House of Diabetes. House of Donuts. If you like Game of Thrones, the Song of Ice and Fire discussions, go to R. Hilts Hurt. They're funny. And they're one of the precious few A Song of Ice and Fire channels that aren't fundamental progressive leftist communists who need to spurg out about politics every 10 minutes. So we will be covering that, of course, live after it airs every Sunday with the crew. It'll be fun. The chat is always lively in those. I remember we were doing the live stream for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. And if you looked at our chat with the flashback episode, you would have thought everybody hated it in the world. And it was like, no, it was just our chat. And they didn't hate it, but they're like, that flashback was unnecessary. Da, da, da. And I understand how people felt that way, especially in a half hour episode. But you watch them back to back, it works really good. Now, people say it's boring. I'm not going to argue with you. I was into it, though. I think Knight of the Seven Kingdoms was, I think it'll be the best show this year. You know, we got The Gentleman coming out really soon. I think The Gentleman is coming out in the next couple of months, guys. Gentleman season 2. Can't wait. We'll be doing watch parties for those.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.